Hello and welcome to the Managers Essentials podcast. Today I'm joined by Catherine. Catherine works in wine and participation within the University of Manchester. It's great for you to join us today.
Thank you.
Catherine's going to be telling us about the work that she does within the university. And so for those who haven't heard of the term widening participation, what does it mean?
So widening participation, it is quite a broad term, but it was a position kind of adopted by the recent government in a way to kind of structure higher education based on the notions of equality. So it was looking at how kind of universities can come together and kind of create their own initiatives and interventions in order to increase underrepresentation of various kind of pupils and students. So some of these groups might come from different ethnic minority backgrounds, which my job role focuses on. It might be students that come from care backgrounds, or students who are disabled, or from low socioeconomic backgrounds as well.
Okay, and then why is this work so important?
This is a really interesting question, because whenever anybody asks me about this job and it's like, why is that important? I think for me, it's getting to look at the bigger picture. So understanding the importance of education, and especially from someone who comes from an underrepresented background. So what a degree would do for somebody who does come from a low-income family, what a degree would do for somebody who is disabled. And I think for me, it's looking at kind of social mobility and what do we want the world to look like? What do we want the workplace to look like in the future? Yeah. And basically saying, you know, we want there to be an equal representation at the top, yeah, as well as at the bottom.
And then, so what work are we doing here at Manchester to help widen participation?
God, what are we not doing? Yeah, so it's our, in particular, our widening participation team is quite big, in that we work in a variety of different areas. But at the moment, the team that I sit in is separated into a pre-16 and a post-16 team. The pre-16 team have a number of interventions and programmes that are aimed at different learners. So, for example, we have a primary school programme that's aimed at primary school children and kind of offers a whole host of different interventions to look at working with primary school children from disadvantaged backgrounds. We have a fantastic Gateways programme that works with young people, again, from disadvantaged backgrounds, and kind of will give them an opportunity to take part in interventions from year 7 right up to year 11.
Okay.
We also have the Manchester Access programme, which is aimed at students at sixth form level. So that's a really great programme that's working with students and looking at what are the kinds of interventions or what are the support mechanisms we can put in place when they're at that crucial decision-making part. So yeah, there's I could literally go on for like the next hour, because we do offer quite a lot. And then obviously we kind of specialise in things like open days and things like that as well.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the projects that you've worked on within widening participation?
Yeah, so in particular, I'm the coordinator for the BAME programme, so that's Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic Students. And my job role kind of focuses on, in particular, what are the barriers that these particular students are facing associated with their race and identity. So with that, I sit within the widening participation team and also the Race Relations Resource Centre. So my job role is quite varied, and it gives me kind of freedom to be creative in the design of the interventions. So in particular, I manage 7 projects at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's quite a lot. It's quite a busy job. But the structure of that, it's me. There's me and another graduate intern. And we have projects that focus on reducing kinds of hate crime and promoting equality and diversity within schools, because we know that that is a barrier for some BAME students. I focus in particular working with different subjects across the university and looking at what particular intervention will work to try and increase recruitment of BAME students onto that course. So an example of that is the Black Lawyers Matter project, which I lead on with the School of Law, and that in particular is working to increase representation and recruitment of Black males into the School of Law. Yeah. So with that, it's working to promote the bursary and just going in really and speaking to that particular group and saying, what barriers are you facing into higher education, giving them that insight into law, which they might not necessarily get in school.
Yeah.
I also do quite a lot of work with refugees and asylum seekers. And in particular, we, me and my team promote the Article 26 scholarship. So that's a scholarship that's being set up to reduce barriers to asylum seekers into higher education. So it's my role to kind of go out into schools, colleges and promote it, but also to support current students that are in receipt of that scholarship now as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's kind of my, it is very varied, and it's kind of my job is in response to whichever school or faculty kind of wants help and support. The work which I do with the centre is a lot more focused on kind of the curriculum and support in schools. So within kind of that remit of work, I produce two children's books a year that is promoting a programme that's to do with looking at diversifying the curriculum, but from primary school level. Because we've identified that in particular for BAME learners at primary school age, there's a detachment from kind of the literature that they're accessing and how they feel about themselves and their identity. So I have the wonderful job of getting to produce two children's books, which is kind of one of my favourite projects, really. Just because it's done in partnership with schools. We recruit students from across the university to either do the illustrations or be instrumental in actually writing the stories as well. So yeah, that's kind of a snapshot of everything, really.
And then what impacts have your work, has your work in these projects made? Have you seen any impacts?
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, one of the biggest impacts that I have seen has been the work that we've done around the Article 26 scholarship, just because for some of these students, the circumstances and the situations that they've been in before university have been extremely challenging, and it's seeing that's how big the impact is something like a scholarship would have, and they just, you know, come in the first year and they just hit the ball running.
Yeah.
And they are so passionate about their studies, and they're really passionate about giving back. So quite a lot of the students that I work with, we've kind of created this little team, and together we go out and we promote the scholarship, but
yeah,
they also help and support sixth form students who are also thinking about going into higher education but are facing the same barriers as them. So it's nice to kind of, I've been working with one student in particular and she's going into her third year now. So it's been quite nice to see the transition that she's made and the successes that she's had personally just from being involved in that programme. One of the projects in particular, the Diversity Champions project, that was set up after the Manchester Arena attack, and essentially it is a hate crime reduction project, but it's also a project that's aimed at increasing and changing the perception of subjects like history and geography to pupils from BAME backgrounds, because we know that even within kind of that industry, like within the field of geography, within kind of history related kind of jobs, BAME students are really underrepresented. So that project in particular has had quite a lot of successes, and It involves teaching a group of young people that was recruited from 5 secondary schools. And we gave them awareness training on equality and diversity, hate crime, LGBT rights, mental health, and being an active bystander. And we worked with them for a year, and just the complete change in their attitudes, their change in behaviour to this topic. And then we also took them on a field trip to visit Auschwitz in Poland. And they just come back completely different people. And, you know, the feedback that we've got from their parents, of just their general attitudes of higher education as well. And then them coming in on campus and actually getting to see the university in a different way, and them saying, I can see myself here. Whereas kind of before, these groups of pupils wouldn't necessarily have even imagined to come to somewhere like Manchester. And I think to know that they've gone back into their schools and they've been, you know, doing presentations and assemblies, they're our own kind of change agents now, who are going to kind of champion equality and diversity, and hopefully in a few years kind of create that change in culture that we want to see. I think those two projects in particular I've seen the most impact, and it's kind of nice knowing that what you've designed is actually working, especially from the interest in terms of funding and stuff that we've had from it as well. So yeah.
And you kind of touched on it a little bit in your last answers, but what have been the personal highlights for you of your work?
So I think personal highlights has definitely been, like I said before, with the Diversity Champions project, because it's been quite a new and innovative project, and I've kind of got the university to do things that it's never done before. We've just had kind of requests from all over the world, really, of just people wanting to know what we've done, how we've done it, and how successful it's been. So last year we actually got to speak in front of the United Nations, and so that was kind of a really big highlight for us, because especially for the young people, because, you know, when are they ever going to get that opportunity again? Only last month we got to speak at the Houses of Parliament as well about the changes that we'd seen in schools, how we are kind of changing this whole idea of Holocaust education and what we feel should be being taught in schools, and then the behaviour change that we want to see after pupils learning about that topic. Another highlight was I was awarded a £10,000 investment in success grant for that particular project from the university. So that for me was kind of a personal highlight, because it was nice to know that the university supported this work and also had faith in what I was doing. And most recently, the book project and the Diversity Champions project have been nominated for Making a Difference Awards, which are going to be on the 2nd of May. So fingers crossed, yeah, we can win, because all of this hard work and stuff will... I think for me, it's not about personal recognition, but it's about recognition of these projects and this particular agenda. So yeah, I think for me they've got to be kind of like the main highlights. But I think just the fact that the university is actually taking this work on board now, and people are approaching me wanting to do more, and yeah, it's just becoming more on the agenda.
And then finally, where can people find out more about widening participation at Manchester University?
So we have got a nice, new, shiny, glossy annual report that is available from so my manager, Stephanie Lee. She's got a box full of these in her office, so we're constantly moving out. So we do actually have an annual report that's published, so it is on the website. So if you go on to widening participation, University of Manchester, you'll be able to access it. We at the moment, the Diversity Champions project, we're on Instagram, which is kind of led by the young people as well, so you can follow our journey through there. And if just in particular, if you want to know any more information about the BAME program, I'm kind of available to speak to, and like I said, I sit within the widening participation team.
Okay. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. It's been great having you. And I'm sure all the people listening will agree that it's a really interesting and worthwhile project that you're working on.
Thank you. No, thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity, and it's just nice to kind of, be able to talk a little bit more and kind of broaden it out who kind of knows about what we do and stuff as well.